The patients in this hospital saw very little of the doctors. There was one who would come now and then, but I don't recall any conversation with him that lasted more than a minute. There were two women. One was a nurse. The other seemed to have some training in psychology. Their main duty was to see that the patients were quiet or harmlessly busy playing cards or board games or reading a magazine. There were also three guards. Much of the time, especially during the evening and night hours, they ran the ward. Two of the guards were the kind Chekhov describes in Ward Number 6. One was a skinny man with a dull face. The trigger finger of his right hand was missing. Once he waggled the stump under my face with a sly smile. This, he gave me to understand, was why he had been excused from military service. The other was stocky and muscular, with a bullet head. He was dangerous. He liked to beat up the patients. He informed me that he was the one who had knocked out my front teeth when I was first brought to the ward. He seemed to think it was a joke I would like to share.